Hello, and thank you for being with us today in our Bible study. My name is Richard Massey, and I am a preacher of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm glad to be with you today. We're going to be reading a long reading from 2 Kings 4. 2 Kings 4. I hope you have your Bible. It's going to be a reading from 2 Kings 4 and 8 all the way through verse 37. It's about a woman. We know her as the Shunammite woman, the Shunammite. She lived in Shunem. And she was helping Elisha. She did kind things to Elisha. She didn't have any children, and God blessed her with a child. But over the course of time, the child died, and then Elisha raised him from the dead. God has the power to give life. God has the power to raise the dead. And we're thankful for this wonderful, powerful passage in the Bible that shows how a humble woman, just being kind, was rewarded by God Himself with a precious child. Let's begin reading in 2 Kings 4, beginning in verse 8. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman. Now notice that she was a great woman. And she constrained him to eat bread. She cooked for him. She prepared food for him. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. He would stop there when he came by to have a meal. And she said unto her husband, Behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passeth by us continuously. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. And so a very hospitable woman, a very kind woman, very thoughtful woman. No wonder she's great. She's great because she is good and she is kind. Verse 11 says of 2 Kings 4, And it fell on a day that there came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call the Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, Say now unto her, Behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is it to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. I don't want to leave here. I don't want to be a servant to a king or to a captain of a host. And he said, What then shall be it to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, Verily, she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he said, Call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, About this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, Nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaid. This was too incredible for her to seem to fathom that she would have a child. And the woman conceived and bare a son at the season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father to the reapers. And he said to his father, My head, my head. Evidently, he was having some pain in his head. And he said to a lad, Carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. How sad. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. And she called to her husband and said, Send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the donkeys, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, Wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, It shall be well. Then she saddled a donkey and said to her servant, Drive and go forward. Slack not for thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came into the man of God to Mount Carmel, And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy child? And she answered, it is well. And when she came to the man of God to the heel, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her. And the Lord hath hid from me, and hath not told me. Then she said, did I desire of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, gird thy loins, and take my staff in thy hand, and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute thee, answer him not again, and lay my staff on the face of the child. So she had a child, but he had some sort of trauma in his head, and he died. And now she has come back to the man of God to seek help of God. That's where we should always go, is to God. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awake. And when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. And he went in therefore and shut the door upon them too, and prayed unto the Lord. And he went up and lay upon the child, and put his mouth upon his mouth, and his eyes upon his eyes, and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. And he returned and walked in the house to and fro, and went up and stretched himself upon the child, and the child sneezed 7 times. And the child opened his eyes, and he called Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her. And when she was come in unto him, he said, take up thy son. Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. What an amazing story this is, that God wanted to be put in the Bible. It's about a woman who was very hospitable. She was a great woman. She was a servant, and she had a servant's heart, and that's why she was great. And she was good. In verse 8, in verses 9 and 10, she prepared bread for the prophet. She constrained him to come in and eat. What a hospitable woman she was. You know, these were tough times. Idolatry was rampant. Many prophets were hated. And so this was very encouraging to Elisha. She was an encourager. She prepared food for him. She gave him drink and food. Isn't that great? Now listen, the Bible says this in Matthew chapter 10. This is why she is a great woman. The Bible says in the latter part of chapter 10 of Matthew, it says this in verse 40, he that receiveth you receiveth me. He that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet, that's what she did, in the name of a prophet, shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. She was doing acts of kindness. She was a great woman because she was helping someone that needed help. She was helping a person of God, a man of God. And that's why she is a great woman. The Bible says, forget not to entertain strangers. Some have entertained angels unawares. We're to be hospitable. We're to be people who are kind and gracious. Romans chapter 10, verse 13 says that we are to be willing to show hospitality. Listen to this. Distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. That's what we're to do. She was a woman that carried out the will of God. She was given to hospitality. In 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 2, it says this, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 2 says this, a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach. God wants his people to be hospitable. And that's what this woman was. She was a good woman. She was a great woman. She wanted to serve. She wanted to encourage. She wanted to help faithful brethren. And she was great because of her kindness. Now, in the Bible, in Matthew chapter 26, I want you to notice in Matthew 26, beginning with verse 6, that here was an act of kindness, a simple act of kindness that Jesus took note of, and it's still being preached and proclaimed today. Listen to this, Matthew 26, beginning with verse 6. Now, when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it upon his head as he sat at meat. And when the disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble you this woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For you have the poor always with you, but me you have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman hath done be told for a memorial of her. This Shunammite woman was a great woman. God rewarded her with a son. That's what all Jewish families wanted. They wanted a man child. And so acts of kindness, they mean something to God. Let's mark that down in our books, our minds, our memories. This was a great woman. She was great because she was a kind-hearted woman. But also, she was very perceptive. She told her husband in verse 9, she says, behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in thither. And so she was perceptive. Why didn't somebody else do that? Why didn't someone else feed him? Why didn't someone else give him a place to stay? Everybody else saw him, but only this woman prepared for him food and a place to stay because she was a perceptive woman. She could see a need, and she could see a place for her to help. She looked for the opportunity to help Elisha. Jesus told his disciples in John 4, 34 and 35, he said, lift up your eyes and look upon the fields, for they are white already unto harvest. Jesus wanted his disciples to be observant. People were coming out there. And he said, look upon the fields, they're white already unto harvest. God wants us to be perceptive. The Bible says, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially those of the household of faith, Galatians 6 and 10. You know, this woman had an opportunity and she saw it. A lot of times we have opportunities, but we don't see it as an opportunity. We just see it as another thing that's happening in our world. This was a great woman. She was great because she was a hospitable woman. The Shunammite woman of 2 Kings 4 was also a perceptive woman. She perceived it was a man of God. She perceived an opportunity to help him. But she was also a woman of great contentment. When Elisha said, you want me to speak to the king for you? Do you want me to speak to a captain of the host? And verse number 13 says, she answered, I dwell among my own people. She was a contented person. You know, God says, if you have food and you have clothing, you need to be content. God wants us to be contented. Paul said, whether I'm full or whether I'm empty, I've learned in whatsoever state I am to be content. Philippians 4, 11 through 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, one of the things that our world, a lesson our world needs to learn, is one of contentment. Be content with what you have. That's what she was. In Proverbs 15 and verse 16, it says, better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Let's learn to be content with a little. That's what she was. She didn't even have a child, and she was still content. So she was a great woman because she was a hospitable woman. She was a great woman because she was a perceptive woman. But the Shunammite woman of 2 Kings chapter 4 was also a great woman because she was a great mother. In verse 18, when the child was grown, it fell on the day that he went out to his father to the reapers. And he said to his father, my head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon. And then died. Doesn't that sound like a great mother to you? That he would sit on her knees till noon. Everybody needs a great mother. I hope you had a great mother. I sure had one. You know, Moses had a great mother. Her name was Jochebed. And though Moses grew up in Pharaoh's daughter's house, his mother nursed him. And he had a great mother, and he turned out to be a great man of God, a great leader of God's people. You know, a great mother makes a difference. The prophet Samuel had a great mother. Her name was Hannah. And she dedicated him to the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? She dedicated him to the Lord, and he was a great prophet in Israel. Timothy not only had a great mother, but he had a great grandmother, Lois and Eunice. And from a child, he was taught the Holy Scriptures. Timothy had a great faith, which dwelt first in his grandmother, Lois, and also in his mother, Eunice. A great mother makes a difference in this world. Please, all of you mothers out there listening, be a great mother. Like the women in the Bible, Daniel had a great mother. Because we read in Daniel chapter 1 that when he was taken to another land, he would not defile himself with food that came from the king's table. We need great mothers. They are so very important. And this woman really had a great mother's heart. What a wonderful woman she was. And so she was a great woman. She was a great mother. She was a great servant. But she was great because of her behavior during troublesome times. Her son died. What did she do? She went after the man of God. She didn't turn her back on God. She went to God's servant for help. Verse 30 says, and the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he rose and followed her. You know, Job was a man that lost 10 children and their families. He lost all of his wealth. He was in a time of great trouble and problems, and yet the Bible says that Job fell on his face and worshiped God. He didn't sin one time. How do you behave under trial? Do you run to God, or do you just kind of pull in inward and not seek God at all? There are things that are going to happen to our lives. Some things are going to be good. Sometimes we're going to have good in our life. Sometimes there's going to be hard times in our life. How are you going to behave under the good times and the bad times? I would encourage you to be like Job and be like the Shunammite woman and seek God. And don't give up. Job did not give up on God, and God blessed Job richly above what he had before his trials and problems. Read Job 42. God gave him more in the end than he had in the beginning. Look at this woman, the Shunammite woman. God gave her a child. When the child died, God raised him up from the dead. Isn't that wonderful? God gives children. He has the power to give children. And God has the power over death. Perhaps this is the very reason that this happened, for God to show his power. It happened so that God could show you and I he can raise the dead. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and verse 35, it talks about this. It says in Hebrews 11 and 35, women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And so God is a great and mighty, wonderful God. And so this woman was great. She was great because she showed hospitality. She was great because she was very perceptive. She understood there was a need for Elisha and Gehazi. But she was a person of great contentment. And she was certainly a wonderful Christian mother. Well, she wasn't a Christian mother because they weren't called Christians until Acts 11, verse 26. But anyway, she had good response under trial. But also, she was very thankful. She had great thanksgiving. When the child was raised and returned again to his life, she was very thankful. She was thankful that God had given her her child back. And we ought to be a thankful people. We need to be always giving thanks. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." God wants us to be a thankful people. In Romans 1, there's a list of sins, and one of those sins is unthankfulness, verse 21. The ungodly are not thankful, but the Christian is thankful. God was very good to this woman. Why was he good? He was good to reward her. To reward her for her hospitality. To reward her for her perception of being able to find an opportunity to do good. He was rewarding her for her contentment, for her trust in God. She didn't go berserk. She ran straight to the man of God when her son died. She trusted in God under trial. And she was very thankful. Beloved, this record is in the Bible for us. It's recorded for our learning. Romans 15 and verse 4. She was a great woman. I want to be a great servant of God as well. Well, I can do that by doing what this woman did. Thank you for tuning in today. We're glad to have this opportunity to study God's wonderful and powerful word, to study about the Shunammite woman. What a powerful account this is. It helps us. It shows us that we need to always turn to God, even in times of trouble. My name is Richard Massey. I preach for the Windmill Church of Christ, located 8 miles south of Weatherford, Texas. And we have a website, windmillcoc.org. Please look us up on that website, and you can find our times and location there. If you're ever in the area of Weatherford, Texas, please come and worship with us. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for studying the Bible today with us. And we hope to see you next time. May God bless and keep you until then.